If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk, and I'm so excited about today's show. One of my good friends, Pamela Goodwin from Goodwin Commercial, based in Dallas, Texas, will be joining me in a little bit. But I want to talk about the mindset. Again, the last couple of shows, I feel like the month of January has been about that mindset, that building that self-confidence of real estate investing and getting out there, making those connections, shaking some hands. And she's done a really tremendous job of that. And I can't wait to pick her brain about how single family operators can break into commercial real estate investing. Women breaking into real estate investing and real estate in general, I think, is an awesome topic this starting this year. And how you can have a following of 30,000 plus on Twitter, and how you can use that to your benefit. And how do you even get there? How do you have that much influence? And I think that's really cool to talk about too. A little bit about Pam. She is a coach for Think Realty, so make sure that you go to thinkrealty.com and check it out. And she is a stellar coach. I've watched her videos myself, and I find myself every single time listening to her taking tremendous amount of notes and doing my best to implement them. So make sure that you check it out at thinkrealty.com. Subscribe, use the code word ABHI, A-B-H-I. And, you know, I like to get credit for the work that I do. And, yeah, go to thinkrealty, code word ABHI, and also make sure that you click on her videos, my videos, and ask us questions, because that's the entire point here of Think Realty Radio, is to engage you, the listener, and to give you the most important information that you need tailored to you so you can have the real estate success that you want. Now, a little bit about Pam. She has 30 years of experience in 70 different markets. She is a pro in retail and restaurant brokerage services. She understands development. In fact, she's a development consultant. And she, like I said previously, she's the founder of Goodwin Commercial, based in Dallas, Texas, which is a boutique commercial real estate and consulting firm. And it specializes in developing retail and restaurant pad sites. With more than two decades of experience in project management, leasing, property development, due diligence, and entitlement and tenant representation, Pam leads that company. Super cool. She's been featured in a bunch of different places on BizNow, Texas Real Estate Business, Shopping Center Business, and the Dallas Business Journal. She's a member and past Dallas Chair Program Committee for ICSC, Deals and Heels member, and a licensed Texas real estate broker. She graduated from UNL. I did not realize that Pam was a Cornhusker football fan. So I'm going to – so that's Big Ten. I'm a Michigan guy, so go blue. And so I'm not sure how this conversation is going to go, but I'm sure it'll be just fine. She's also the author of 1 Cent Lemonade to Million Dollar Deals. And I'm really, really interested in learning about that book and why she wrote the book and the inspiration behind that and what the content is behind it too. And she has a property under contract now as well for $500. It's a vacant 2,864 square foot fast food building with a drive-through that she put under contract for $500. So there's a lot to talk about, as you can tell. I'm so excited to bring Pam on. Pam, are you with me?
Hello. It's so fun.
Awesome. So I've one
from Dallas.
You got it. I have one question for you. I ask this question of every guest, and you can be as dramatic as you want with your answer. Feel free. Pam, are you in a real estate of mind?
Of course. Being in the great state of Texas, and real estate is booming. And so my mindset has always been, you know, everything is for sale, and it continues to be that way. People, as you know, buy and sell real estate, good markets, bad markets, whatever. The cycle just continues. So I am in a millionaire mindset going into the future for real estate.
That's awesome. And probably the best response I've ever had in the show. So tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Been, like you said, born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska, and a big Nebraska Cornhusker fan. And I'm excited we have a new coach. So we're going to make Nebraska football great again.
There you
and
go.
And that's where I started my career. Actually, I graduated with, people are kind of surprised, but in interior design. And I always thought I was going to be a famous commercial hotel interior designer. And I did get a position offered right out of college, which I'm thinking that's almost 31 years ago. I've been in this business in some format, but graduated in design and didn't do hotel design, even though I had a great offer, and went into designing office interiors. And then I worked for one of the first people developing power strip centers in Arizona. And that's how I kind of started on the retail leasing side, that led me into different careers throughout my last 30 years before I started my own business. In February, it'll be 12 years that I've had Goodwin Commercial.
Wow. So what was the motivating factor for you to break into real estate of all things? Because it seems like for a lot of folks that may be listening, it seems like a fantasy, or it seems like a goal that's substantially out of reach for some that may be interested in single family. And then even for most that are interested in commercial, they may be thinking, well, you know, geez, you're talking about buildings that are thousands of square feet in space, tens of thousands. How do you control that? I'm not so sure. What are some of your tips on kind of breaking into this space?
To break into the space, you know, my father started buying just some single family homes, and I was able to, you know, buy one or partner up with him early on for first residential home. But I've always had an interest in more commercial side of it. And I think what people will find it surprising by starting on loopnet.com is where you go for the commercial listings. Most of, I find, the hidden opportunities are not posted on LoopNet. And it's just a matter of making the connections with some of the people, your friends and family that own property. But I think people are really surprised that some of the property, you know, a really good property that has cash flow can be a commercial property in the 300,000. There's a lot of office garden style buildings. We own one now, one tenant in it, 5-year lease. And the nice thing is, you know, when you buy a small property, you only need 20% down, and sometimes even less than that. And so that's a good deal. So building we bought at $300,000 and 20% down, that's $60,000 of equity.
Wow.
But if you wanted to buy $300,000 of a mutual fund or stock, you need $300,000. So real estate, you know, is a great way to start building cash flow and wealth.
Absolutely. Now, I definitely want to get to the leverage conversation, because like you said, if you want to buy $300,000 of a mutual fund, you'll need $300,000, but you don't necessarily need $300,000 in liquid cash to buy a $300,000 property. So I want to get into some of the math behind that as well. But really interested to pick your brain about just kind of women breaking into this space. Like you said, the mutual fund concept, we're heading into break in a second. Really quickly, Pam, what are some of the best ways that folks can get in touch with you throughout the show today?
Definitely go to my website at pamgoodwin.com, and it has all of my contact information on. And I'm on all the different social media. You can email me at pam@pamgoodwin.com. Feel free to give me a call directly on my cell phone number. I'll pick up the phone. That's my motto, pick up the phone. So call me at 214-929-9013. We're based here in Dallas Central Time.
Awesome. With that, we're going to break. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or consider this permission to stalk me online everywhere on social, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you choose. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
InfinityWorldwide.com is a family of companies and 50-plus operating divisions spanning a broad spectrum of industries. We are entrepreneurs, innovators, makers, and investors from real estate, investing, insurance, publishing, event production, marketing, and digital design and development. Infinity Worldwide brands are united in delivering excellence and endless possibilities. Learn more about our portfolio of brands at InfinityWorldwide.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. 800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Welcome back, Think Realty listeners. I'm your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Pam Goodwin, founder of Goodwin Commercial, based in Dallas, Texas. She's been in the real estate space for a very long time and is super, super seasoned. She's a pro in commercial real estate. And I want to get to that nugget, that deal that you're currently working on, Pam. But before the break, we were talking about LoopNet. And you said that LoopNet isn't necessarily a place that you go for deals, but it's a place that you go to establish relationships. For those of you listening, check out LoopNet.com. And you can search. I mean, it's a search tool, just like Google. You can search. You type in your apartment complex, say, for sale, and you'll find what's available in your area. But what Pam is saying is use this website to develop relationships with the brokers that have these opportunities listed, because you never know when one of them may come knocking and say, hey, I might just have a deal for you. Does this make sense? Follow up with these people, because building relationships in the commercial space, just like the single family space, if you're in the single family space, is super, super important. Building your team is really important. So Pam, really quickly, let me get your thoughts on, if I'm a new investor and in the commercial space, but I've been in the single family space for quite a while, what are some of the best ways that you would suggest I build relationships? And where do I go to even find who I need to be building relationships with?
There's so many great, thank goodness for the internet, but there's so many great resources. But I would say what I highly recommend to everyone is to go visit in your own community, your local economic development director. Go find them online first. Find out what's happening within your own city, because you know exactly what possible retail tenant is missing in your community. If you're, you know, missing a Starbucks or a Chick-fil-A, or you wish you had that. So go visit your economic development director, because even in your city, that's a great way to find property. They list the property that's for sale and available. And then once you meet with them, they'll give you a large aerial map, and they'll give you a wealth of information, provide all of the demographics. And then meeting with them, they'll go over the city's own, as you know, a lot of property, from fire departments to schools, and they're always looking for relocation or new locations. So that's always my first stop, is go visit them, build a relationship with the person right in your own community.
I think that's gold. Like, I had an idea of what you were going to say, but I didn't think that you would say that. I mean, That's so awesome to me. You're getting the inside information directly from the city, and more specifically, the local economic director, because then you can go directly then to that tenant and say, or that retail tenant, and say, hey, are you scouting for property? What are you looking for? You can connect with their acquisitions teams, and they'll tell you exactly what their plans are for 2018, 2019, 2020, the future. If it's a smaller city and the city says, yeah, you know, we're looking at expanding north, south, east, or west, you can use that information and go to some of these retail tenants, right? And I think that's really, really cool.
Right. And the benefit also is they know all of the property owners, which is always valuable, because sometimes it can be a little tricky to find. But, you know, building a relationship and attending some of the events that we attend, the International Council of Shopping Centers, some of our local events, they have them all over, from the Texas one to have them in Atlanta to Florida to New York was last week. But a lot of those economic departments are attending those trade shows, and their wealth of information. So building a relationship is good. And just as an example, one person, an EDC director, I had built a relationship. They move from city to city, so it's always good to keep in contact with them. But for example, one of them, because I had built a relationship with them, when he moved to a new city, they had more than 100 acres that the city owned, and they were looking for, they were interviewing brokers to list that.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave a presentation, and I partnered up with someone who does it more industrial, and we ended up getting the listing. So they're a wealth of information.
And I think you brought up another key word there, partnerships, right? Like if you didn't partner with that industrial expert, for example, then the likelihood of you winning that that contract or that listing would have been significantly lower. How do you find those partnerships? Is it also, say, going to ICSC or going to events like Think Realty, shaking hands and saying, hey, this is what I'm up to? Or is it presenting at the Chamber of Commerce every now and then, being an active member in the community? Do you have any insight into that?
Right. Just exactly what you said. You need to be in front of people and building relationships with them. So when the time comes and you may need to partner up on those deals, you can just make that phone call. But attending, you know, the Think Realty conference, you know, the one that's coming up February in Dallas and then throughout 2018, building those relationships is so valuable for your career in, you know, residential and commercial real estate.
For sure.
As they say, it's not what you know, but who you know or who knows you, and you need to put your face so people remember you.
Yep. So how is it that you were able to get the 30,000 followers on Twitter and kind of build the influence that you've built online? I've been stalking you, quite frankly. I'm just going to be honest, right? I'm like, holy cow, she is totally rocking the house with establishing a following. But more importantly, you're establishing leadership and you're establishing influence. We have about a minute and a half left before we have to go to the break. How are you doing that effectively online? And then how are you managing some of those relationships?
Yeah, thank goodness for social media. I used to have to, in the past, advertise a lot in magazines, but thank goodness for the free social media. But it's one connection at a time. It's one follower at a time, providing valuable information. You have to, you know, do exactly what feels right to you. Don't copy other people. Do what you want to post, and you'll get a good feel of what your clients or what your people that are following you like. You know, that's the thing that, you know, the social media will show you how many people are liking, how many people are viewing. It gives you a really good database on what people are searching for, and you start building one at a time.
I'm with you. I've been finding a lot of success with connecting with people on, say, LinkedIn or Twitter based on specific keywords. And so I'll, say, type in quotations, real estate investing, or in quotations, real estate plus Atlanta or plus Dallas or plus Miami or plus Chicago plus New York. And I'll start conversations with people. And the moment that I see a little bit of traction, then I'll say, hey, why don't we just jump on a quick call and figure out if there's synergies? Because sometimes there are and sometimes they're not, and it's okay. You have to play the numbers game and you have to connect with as many people as possible. But I agree with what you're saying. Like, if you're not putting yourself out there, then it's impossible for people to find you. And out of your, say, Twitter following and LinkedIn influence, how many – has that translated to business for you then in terms of listings or retail clients coming to you and saying, hey, we're looking at spaces. Can you help us out?
Yeah, so out of all of the social media, all of them are important and have different reasons for doing it. But I really find that the most valuable and the one that has ROI for me has been LinkedIn. And I'm happy to provide some examples of how that's been, you know, helping me in my business.
Absolutely. We'll do that after the break. Think Realty listeners, LinkedIn seems to be gold. And you know what? Pam's going to share her insight into her strategies on digging for that and making sure that you can find the right person to talk to. Go to thinkrealty.com. Check out our courses. Code word Abhi. And if you want to check me out online, do so anywhere. Just Google me. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial.
Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. 607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi. And guess what? We are absolutely back with Pam Goodwin, founder of Goodwin Commercial, based in Dallas, Texas. If you're just tuning in, before the break, we were having a conversation about how Pam uses LinkedIn to get clients, start conversations, and close business. And I've been following her on LinkedIn. I would encourage you to do the same. And Pam, before we talk about LinkedIn, what's the best way folks can get in touch with you?
Best way to get in touch with me is to send me an email, pam@pamgoodwin.com. Give me a call, 214-929-9013, and definitely connect with me on LinkedIn under Pamela J. Goodwin, and you'll see a star in Dallas, Texas. I have a star. Just people have asked me, why do you have a star? That's because I have a fairly common name, and so I had to put the star just to put myself to the top page of the other Pam Goodwin, Pamela Goodwins.
You know what, though? It's really because you are the star. I know it's kind of cheesy to say, but you're like the star of all stars. You're like the celebrity among celebrities. That's the kind of person that I view you as. But I like that. How do you use then LinkedIn to your benefit? Because there's so many social platforms out there, and I feel like there's a secret for every platform. And I know real estate professionals, the majority of them, if not all of them, have one platform in common. They might be on Facebook, they might be on Twitter, they might be on Instagram, but all of them are on LinkedIn. What are you doing differently on LinkedIn that is helping you, your brand, get more business and close more deals?
I would recommend to the audience that on LinkedIn, you really need to spend, which isn't that much time, but it may be just, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon. I probably post at least post once a day, twice a day. And if I'm out and about, if I just see something that I think was valuable, if I see a new tenant that has opened up, I'll just take a quick picture, or I like to do just a quick 30-second video of the area and let people know. For example, we had a grocery store that sat forever, and I took a picture of it because now it's being redeveloped into storage units. So I just think that's, a valuable idea of saying, if somebody else out there in the country has an old grocery store, what to do with it. They may have not, they may not have thought of that they could do storage. So, it only takes a few seconds to post a video or a picture wherever you are, and you'll be surprised. The ones that I have placed on LinkedIn, take off, because I think no one's going to read it. I will get, 10 and 12,000 views of it. So don't ever doubt yourself that people don't like it. Just try and try your personality out there. Do, Wednesday wisdom tips, 30 seconds, host yourself. People want to know who you are so that they do business with you.
That's such good advice. I mean, and something else too is if you're having trouble putting content on LinkedIn, I mean, you can find all the top stories just with a quick Google search or a quick Yahoo or Bing search or whatever, and write a quick, maybe 2 or 3 sentence summary. And guess what? Isn't that content? And then you can link the article and you're good to go. And you'll be surprised how many people like your post because you're sharing valuable insight, valuable information, and putting your thoughts to it. Now, one could say, well, hey, am I not just sharing somebody else's information? Won't they go to their brand instead of follow me? Well, you know what? The point of sharing is to build yourself as an influencer. And there are multiple schools of thought around different topics. And if you share something that you really like Pam's article, for example, then it will put you in that category of a true influencer. And I think that's the coolest thing in the world. So Pam, I know that during the break, we're talking a little bit about the commercial play. We were talking about the commercial play, and you'd mentioned that it's not a lot of people realize that it's fairly common to get a property under contract and flip it to a national retailer or restaurant, and it's completely possible. It's not like it's impossible to do. Do you have an example of a deal that you're working on right now that kind of fits this description?
I do, and I actually have a piece of prop. I mean, my first deal that I did when I first started my own company, and I The nice thing is I worked for Brinker International, developing more than 50 chilies and on the border location. And that's really what, you know, what gave me my experience in developing property from the ground up. And I, you know, had a good relationship with my corporate people at Brinker. And they sent me down to a small town to look for a new location for chilies. And then it turned out that Chili's at that time had decided to have, you know, reduce their amount of stores. But anyways, I put the property under contract, and a lot of the smaller town, smaller owners will let you do it for, you know, $2,500, $5,000 down. I ended up putting that property under contract. And then since Chili's didn't go, I had it under contract, and I ended up buying it and selling it, flipping it to a national tire company for a lot higher price. So that can happen.
That's
but
awesome.
I'm currently working on one now too. That's really exciting.
Gotcha. Give us a quick minute on that deal that you're working on right now.
So working on, it's a vacant Kentucky Fried Chicken. The reason it's vacant is because they ended up relocating and co-branding with Taco Bell a little bit farther, about a couple miles away on a main intersection. So an owner out of Washington has it, you know, has it listed for sale or for lease, and I was able to put it under contract for $500, which is the price less than a phone these days. So building it, you know, a relationship with him, and then having the opportunity to put it under contract for several months, and I'm open and honest with the sellers to let them know what I need and what I'm trying to do. And if you let, if you're upfront with them, they're pretty good about working with you. Especially, that's why I like the smaller communities with the sellers. So right now I'm in the process of trying to find a national tenant for that, and I have, you know, it's a really good price too.
Gotcha. So how did you build a relationship then with that initial? With that initial party, that broker, did you say, "Hi, my name is Pam Goodwin. I've been in business for a seriously long time, and I know what I'm doing. I'm a superstar, and that's evidenced by the star in my LinkedIn profile name. You have to do business with me. Let's go do this deal together."
not that simple when you take a, you know, when you do that, but it takes a phone call, and I always want to go meet if I can. If it, you know, especially if it's in Texas, I definitely will go meet with them in person and really get to know them and find out what other available properties they have for sale. And it turns out that I found out that this seller has another Kentucky Fried Chicken with a tenant in it, and so we're looking at right now buying that one that already has an existing tenant, and he is ready to retire and sell both of them at a really good price. And so that's always a good opportunity when someone is ready to retire and not looking to do a 1031 exchange and have to find another property. So
for sure. And all of that starts with being an influencer and being somebody that shares good information, which leads to conference calls and connections on Twitter, LinkedIn, and your social media. Pam has done an exceptional job with that. We're going to talk about that and more when we come back. Go to thinkrealty.com, code word Abhi, to get in touch with me. And also, feel free to stalk me online or just find me online, ask me some good questions. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, everywhere, Snapchat, Instagram, you name it. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find not only a private lender for your next project, but also brokers, attorneys, accountants, fund managers, loan servicers, debt buyers, and consultants. The American Association of Private Lenders has an ever-growing number of resources available to you. The American Association of Private Lenders gives you the resources and ability to not only put more deals together,
but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To work with a credible, professional private lending professional, look for the American Association of Private Lenders logo. Find a private lending professional or learn more about membership. Visit AAPLonline.com. That's AAPLonline.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we are on the home stretch of our program today. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today, the superstar on LinkedIn, the dominator on Twitter, the commercial all-knowing being, Pamela Goodwin with Goodwin Commercial, based in Dallas, Texas. And in a, before the break, and maybe two breaks ago, she did something that I am still working up the courage to do, which is give you her personal cell phone number. I think if there's one number that I'd give anybody on the air, it'd probably be 911. But I don't have the guts yet to give out my cell phone number. So here's what you're going to do. If you're just tuning in and if you didn't get her cell phone number, go to thinkrealty.com. And when this show is put on the site, you'll be able to play it back. And guess what? You'll get her number so you can get in touch with her and find out how she got the 30,000 Twitter followers and the, I don't even know how many thousands of, she's a celebrity, the red carpet followers that she has on Instagram. So that being said, before the break, we were talking about national retailers and we were talking about how to build relationships. But the next logical question is, if I have a property under contract, how do I find the person at these national retailers that I need to talk to? Pam, how do I do this? Is there a directory of some sort? Do I have to bribe you and you can give me your Rolodex of people? How do I do this?
Bribing is good. I take big checks.
I'm on it.
I would say the three best ways to find a national real estate, for example, if you're trying to find a McDonald's you have a piece of land, you're trying to find McDonald's, go on their website. That's the first place to start on any of these retailers. McDonald's actually on their website has a section under real estate. It shows you exactly what they need for their site, what size, contact people, everything. Same thing with Starbucks. So first thing is go on the tenant website. Next thing I would do, go back to LinkedIn and just Google Starbucks real estate manager, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A real estate manager, and you'll see quite a few popping up. Contact one of them. There are several directories that you can purchase with all of the real estate, but a lot of those real estate managers do, like the EDCs, move around quickly. And then the best way to do is start attending the national conferences, the big one for the retailers, all the shopping center developers. They will all be there in Las Vegas in May for our national conference, and that's where a lot of them have booths, and you can just set up appointments and go meet them, get their cards and get their brochures and find out. And then throughout your state, there's different conferences to attend.
You have to pay to play, I feel, in this world, right? Like, if you're going to go to a couple of free events, then also know that you're going to get what you pay for. There are also going to be people there that will be asking you for a job, right? These aren't the type of events that you want to go to. You want to go to events like Pam is saying, ICSC, or also Think Realty. We have an event coming up in Dallas in February. Go to thinkrealty.com to find out. Code word, code name, Abhi. And I think right now they are running a discount, so make sure that you check it out. But more importantly, shaking hands and getting out there and connecting with people is so huge and so important. Because if you don't do that, you're just not going to have the business success or real estate investment success that you want and that Pamela already has. So here's a question for you. You are your number one best-selling author on Amazon for your book, Winning Ways in Commercial Real Estate, 18 Successful Women Unveil the Tips of the Trade in the Real Estate World. What are some of the biggest tips that you took away from that book that have influenced the way that you conduct business and that you go after real estate and how you connect with people on a daily basis?
The number one thing that I've learned to follow that a lot of people don't do is, as they say, fortune is in the follow-up, especially in real estate. Some of these deals, a piece of property that I bought, I tried to buy for several years and had built a relationship with the broker, and it took a couple years at least or longer to finally be able to buy that property. So if you attend any of these events, Think Realty events, meeting with people, following up on property that you see, you have to follow up, because the one that continues to follow up is the one that's going to get the fortune.
Follow-up. Fortune is in the follow-up. That's super, super, super right. I can't tell you how many times I followed up, just once, twice, three times, and generally it takes a couple of interactions and a couple of different interactions, right? I'm a big fan of finding somebody on Twitter, finding somebody on Facebook on top of LinkedIn and saying, hey, cool, I see that you're a huge UNL fan, right? You're a huge Cornhuskers fan. Let me send you a Cornhuskers t-shirt or something like that. Like, that stuff really works and it really makes sense. Fortune really is in the follow-up, and it's the right type of follow-up. It's not just an email anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It is full-on immersion into other people's lives because it's already there. They're putting it out there for you to grab onto and saying, hey, you know what? This is what I do. This is who I am. Use that to your benefit and really create the value for the person that you want to reach. Now, Pam, I love real estate because I feel like it's an inside investor kind of game. You can go to the city, you can get all the information, where the city's expanding, how you can help, how you can be a part of its growth, how you can eventually then profit from it by either buying land in the path of progress or working with some of these national retailers to bring them to new cities, to bring them to new markets. How do you feel about that? Do you also feel like it makes sense in the real estate world over, say, the stock world or equity world? Or are you still would you still kind of hang your hat, if you're listening in, hang your hat more on the stocks and say, yeah, you know, I might put the brakes on real estate for a little while?
As Warren Buffett says, he only invests in stuff that he knows, that he fully understands. And when I first started making money after college, I invested in the stock market, and it just went up and down, up and down. I have no idea what I was buying. They were putting me in annuities. I had no idea what I was buying. I stopped, putting into the buying stocks and mutual funds years ago. And my husband and I only buy right now real estate because that's what we know best. And I also wanted to throw out, with these national retailers, a lot of them are public companies. And if you go on their website, a lot of times they have their annual reports, either webinars, and they will tell you, because they're a public company, they will tell you how many they're expanding. But, just know that McDonald's has to grow. Starbucks has to grow. And they are looking for locations. And they need you as a developer.
If they didn't have you, what would be their option? Would they have to hire somebody in-house then to say, well, we need to scout the country, find the next market, and then do this ourselves?
Right. Most all of them, they all have their own in-house real estate managers. A lot of them all have brokers. And, if you wanted to be a developer, one course that I wrote is How to Win in Commercial Real Estate, Zero to a Million with One Deal. And since we specialize in single tenant net lease properties, which are your Walgreens, Chase, McDonald's, that type tenant, you can have a piece of land and make, $1 million profit on one deal. And I find that more fun to invest in than the stock market, something I can drive by every day and know that I own it. And I don't have to operate it. I don't have to operate them Walgreens or McDonald's. They just send me a monthly monthly rent check, and they pay everything else. They pay all the common area maintenance. They pay all the taxes, all the insurance. That's why it's called mailbox money. And a lot of investors like to start off in the single tenant net lease properties.
I love it. There is still a way to make $1 million on one deal. And I need to start exploring this because I think it's super cool. Pam, thank you very much for coming on the show. Think Realty listeners, listen up. Check out Pamela Goodwin. Search her name on LinkedIn, on Twitter. Connect with her. She's given you her cell phone. She's given you her website. If you want to get in touch with me, go to thinkrealty.com. If you want to sign up, code the name Abhi, A-B-H-I. If you want to ask me just questions one-on-one, find me on LinkedIn as well. I'm the guy that doesn't have the star next to my name, but I have a really funky last name. I'm sure you'll find me. You can also do that on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, everywhere else. That's the show. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope, that's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
BizTalk Radio.